Pre-puzzle number two. We've been hit, Oliver shouts, pressing his palms against the top of his deflector shield, which has three long cracks. Us too, Gwen replies. Sonny hovers his horse. We need to land, he says urgently. Can't we just fix the shields? You ask. Not like this, Sonny says. Besides, the horses are spooked. And there's another star shower coming. Gwen indicates an angry-looking purple cloud forming between you and the ocean. There! Sophia points to a small island ahead. You must still be over what used to be the forest, but all you see on the island are rocks and fallen trees. One of the fallen trees is slowly fading in and out of existence like a slow-motion browser refresh. Sonny returns to the lead and guides you all to a safe landing on the island. With the purple cloud getting bigger, you decide to seek shelter. Oliver points to a cave entrance behind a pile of fallen tree branches. As you approach the entrance, giant rocks materialize out of the air and form a tight triangle over the mouth of the cave.
Seriously?
Sophia exclaims. Why are random puzzles popping up everywhere now?
It must be another side effect from the intruder trying to expand the Silver Quicken world, Oliver replies. At least this one is a rock puzzle.
Those aren't rocks, Gwen says as you all move closer. They're giant sylph-glass beads. Sylph-what? You ask. Sylph-glass, she explains. Magic glass.
Okay. So how do we move this magic glass?
Sonny steps forward and signals an end to the discussion. Let's find out.